From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your Culture Calendar, sponsored by the Rono Cultural Endowment. See more at ronoculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Marano. This weekend, Roanoke Baroque opens its 2025-26 season with Vivaldi strings as part of its Italian adventure theme. Michael Schoschberger is Roanoke Baroque's artistic director.
Starting out with a program of all Vivaldi strings, we have guest violinist Alexander Calabrio from New York City coming down to share a violin concerto and be doing a Vivaldi Sinfonia featuring almost all the violinists in our orchestra as soloists as well.
Vivaldi Strings takes place at Raleigh Court Presbyterian this Saturday night and at First Evangelical Presbyterian on Sunday afternoon. A week from this Friday on October 10th, a first for the Roanoke Symphony Orchestra's Pop Series at the Salem Civic Center, Boogie Wonder Band. It's all about the disco era as the full orchestra plays music from Kool & the Gang, Donna Summer, ABBA, Gloria Gaynor's I Will Survive, and more. David Stewart Wiley is the RSO's musical director and conductor.
But we have a dozen amazing singers, instrumentalists, high energy, tunes like Dancing Queen, one of my favorites from the era, Disco Inferno, right?
At the Taubman Museum of Art, the new exhibition, Words Matter and Untold History, this Friday at 6:30 p.m., Victoria Ferguson, a member of the Monacan Indian Nation, will speak about experiences with her great aunt, Mary Margaret Persinger, who detailed life in rural Virginia in her journals more than a century ago. Victoria Ferguson with WDBJ7.
We're going to offer these journals. If you go to the link, you'll be able to tap into them and read them. And I'm really hoping that people will read them before we come in and talk about them.
It's free, but registration is required on the TaubmanMuseum.org website. At Art on First in downtown Roanoke, Landscapes, an opening reception this Friday from 5 to 8 p.m. during the monthly Art by Night event when galleries and the Taubman Museum are open until 9 p.m. Coming October 9th through the 19th at Showtimers Community Theater in Roanoke, the musical Monster Songs. Late at night, a kid opens up a spooky comic, a pop rock concert with monsters telling a story of being misunderstood and being taken for granted ensues. Jamie Stewart is one of the actors in Monster Songs.
It's our first time in a very long time with a live band, so it's been a really fun experience. We've gotten to really play a lot with costume design, finding ways to stylize these characters.
It's the second of three weekends for Million Dollar Quartet, the musical, at Mill Mountain Theater. At the Spot on Kirk this Friday night, That One Guy, described as the dynamic live creation of music and magic by Mike Silverman. Speaking of the Spot, its annual Bourbon, Bubbly, and Brew fundraiser, a Southern Soiree, is Saturday, October 11th and will be held at the Science Museum of Western Virginia. Bruce C. Bryan is with the Spot on Kirk.
It's going to be a mix of live music, auction with some great things that we're auctioning off. We're going to have a DJ afterward. We have five food stations, some of the best-known restaurants in town.
The Craftsman's Fall Classic Art and Craft Festival this Friday through Sunday at the Berglund Center. Admission is free with donations of non-perishable food. Sugar Ray Rayford at Jeff Center on Friday. The ballet Cinderella from World Ballet Company is there this Sunday afternoon. And the Local Colors Annual Hispanic Heritage Month celebration is this Sunday from 12 to 4 p.m. at the plaza near the Wells Fargo building. Dance and live music performances, crafts, and Latin American cuisine. Check for more local events online, and that's your WFI. Our culture calendar.
Hello, my name is Lisa Spencer and I'm the Executive Director of Local Colors. We are so grateful for the Roanoke Cultural Endowment for sponsoring the cultural calendar. We celebrate cultural heritages from around the globe with a variety of events, including the Local Colors Festival with the Parade of Nations. Go to localcolors.org for more information.